Morgan's AM. A fresh round of record closing highs to open November. A busy week ahead in terms of corporate earnings, economic data, and central bank meetings.
Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
Fresh record closing highs for all three benchmark US equity indices to kick off November and ahead of a busy week of US corporate earnings and key economic data and central bank meetings. The Dow is up 94 points or 0.3% to just shy of 35,914, briefly trading above 36,000 for the first time earlier in the session. Boeing Co. and Dow Inc. were among the leading index performers, up 3.7% and 2.6% respectively. The broader S&P 500 edged 0.2% higher to settle just shy of 4,614. Energy and consumer discretionary up about 1.5%, lifting 8 of the 11 primary sectors higher and offsetting declines for information technology, which was down 0.1%. Tesla Inc. continued to outperform, jumping 8.5% overnight. The technology-centric Nasdaq gained 0.6% to be trading just shy of 15,596. The small capitalization Russell 2000 index jumped 2.7%, recording its best single session performance since the 27th of August, and settling within 0.1% of establishing its first record high since March. Harley-Davidson jumped just over 9% after the European Union removed retaliatory tariffs on US products, including whiskey, powerboats, and the company's motorcycles. The motorcycle maker was facing a European retaliatory tariff of 56%. The S&P 500 is up more than 22% year-to-date. In past years, when the S&P 500 is up more than 20% in the first 10 months of the year, performance in November and for the remainder of the year was positive every time, according to Bespoke Investment Group. In US corporate earnings, mall operator Simon Property Group advanced after saying earnings and sales rose in the third quarter as shoppers returned to malls and occupancy levels improved. According to FactSet data, 82% of the S&P 500 companies that have reported quarterly earnings so far have exceeded analysts' forecasts. Pfizer, ConocoPhillips, DuPont, Estee Lauder, Mondelez International, Ralph Lauren, Under Armour and T-Mobile are among notable companies slated to post quarterly results tonight. In US economic data, the Institute of Supply Management's Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index slipped to 60.8 in October from 61.1 in September, slightly better than the 60.5 reading forecast by economists. The survey's measure of prices paid by manufacturers accelerated to 85.7 in October from a reading of 81.2 in September. Elsewhere, construction spending increased 7.8% on a year-on-year basis in September. European bourses opened November on the front foot, with the Pan-European Stoxx 600 index up 0.7% and pushing further into record territory. Germany's DAX gained 0.8%, France's CAC up 0.9%. In broader stock moves, Pandora, the world's largest jewellery maker, fell 6% despite raising its sales and profit margin outlook for the year. London's FTSE 100 rose 0.7%. BT Group rose 4.4% after the telecoms group confirmed it had delivered on its £1 billion of gross annualised cost savings 18 months ahead of its March 2023 target. Budget carrier Ryanair Holdings rose 1.2% after reporting its first quarterly profit since before the onset of the COVID pandemic, but said it expects to post an annual loss of up to €200 million as it would be forced to discount tickets to fill its planes over the winter. House builders were under pressure amid the prospect of increased mortgage costs ahead of the Bank of England's latest monetary policy meeting on Thursday night. Barratt Developments fell 2.9%, Taylor Wimpey down 2.6%, and Persimmon down 2%. Energy major BP and banking group Standard Chartered post third quarter results tonight. In UK economic data, a final reading of the IHS Market Manufacturing PMI ticked up to 57.8 in October, the first rise in 5 months, and a touch ahead of the initial estimate of 57.7. Base metals were mostly weaker, copper down 1.8% to be trading just above $4.31 a pound. Elsewhere, nickel fell 0.3% and aluminium was down 1.1%, while zinc added 0.2%. The China Caixin Market Manufacturing PMI, which tends to focus on small to medium-sized enterprises, was released for October yesterday and rose to 50.6, its highest level since June. Benchmark spot iron ore lost $3.85 or 3.6% to $103.43 a metric ton. Gold futures settled $11.90 or 0.7% higher at $1,795.80 an ounce. Crude markets opened November with solid gains, shrugging off a Reuters report citing a statement from the National Food and Strategic Reserves Administration that China has released reserves of gasoline and diesel to boost supply and help stabilise prices in some regions. WTI rose 48 cents to $84.05 a barrel, Brent gained 99 cents to $84.71 a barrel. Traders are eyeing the latest decision on oil production by the Organisation of Petroleum Exporting Countries and their key producing allies at its meeting on Thursday. US 10-year Treasury yields rose 1.8 basis points to 1.57%, and the Australian dollar is buying around 75.2 US cents. The Reserve Bank of Australia announced their latest interest rate decision at 2:30 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Saving Time and are expected to leave interest rates on hold. The TD Melbourne Institute inflation gauge for October is also on today's Australian economic calendar.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.